All right, Rick. Yeah, I haven't looked. I looked at my pictures. At least those seem to turn out okay. Just looking at them on the camera, I haven't put them on the computer yet to see when they get larger how well they turned out. A lot of them, people were moving quick, so there's going to be some blurry shots in there because people wouldn't hold still long enough for me to take the shot sometimes. So, and the videos on my GoPros I took, I haven't looked at those. It's been busy doing other things today, so I will get those together as well. Mike said about halfway, he said his battery ran out on his video. He don't know at what point it did, so hopefully he got all of Joe's speech. So, yeah, our best late attempts here may not have been good enough, I guess. We'll find out what we got on it. And with the radio, unfortunately, there is no factory reset on it. So there is no menu option, there is no double keystroke option or anything like that. The radio does not have that feature, which is really stupid. And so they're looking up AI-type stuff. It says, in order to do a reset, just reload a new code plug. Well, we've done that multiple times, and that has not corrected the issue. The other thing was to reload the firmware, update the firmware. Well, I'm on the most recent firmware on the radio, but I did do an update to the radio, reload the firmware again, which is supposed to overwrite, and it did not. It's still the same thing. The radio is essentially stuck in simplex. The buttons that are the manual or the menu that's supposed to be able to turn that off does not function. So when you get to that option, normally you hit OK and you've got an option of turn it on or off. It just kerchunks at you that option is not available. You can program a side key to do that. The side key, again, if you press and hold it for a couple of seconds, it's supposed to toggle it on and off. It just kerchunks that option or that feature is not available. So basically I have a simplex radio. And Mike sent me some analog things as well, and the same thing. It's in simplex, so the 2-4, I can't bring up the 2-4 repeater. So I can talk simplex probably just fine, but that's all I can do with that radio. So that was basically $100 down the drain. So I'm going to try and get a hold of TYT and get a report into them and see if they have any other suggestions at this point.